Yeah.
So can I bring you to the stage? What year did you retire?
I retired in 1991.
Yeah. So.
And I had been in the company in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s.
It's an extraordinary length of time.
I see. Yeah. I was there from 43 to 91. The managing director was saying that the day I was coming out. I'd been there in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and the 90s.
Were you the longest employed person in there? Were you the longest employed person?
No, there was one man, a Kerry man, who preceded me in the personnel area. He was 48 years there, I think.
And what was his name?
Desmond Murphy. He was a cousin of John Joe Sheehy's. Do you remember the famous kids?
But can you talk to me then? So, you know, kind of observing your time there. Why do you think? I mean, the insurance companies now are in dire straits, as you know. So you'd be a good man to ask. You know why?
Why we are in the straits today? Well, reckless lending is the first thing. I mean, the money was too easily got here. I mean, it was ridiculous to be handing out money. And in the house purchase area, to be giving ridiculous multiples of salary. Mm. I know that, but you see, all that had an effect of pushing up house prices as well. But naturally, why would you sell a house for 10,000 if you could get 50 or 60 or 100,000 for it? You know, yeah, you see. And if they could get the money to buy it, you know, you see, that kind of thing. It was money was too easily got. And people didn't, nobody seemed to realise, like, that a day could come when you would say, they were giving out, lending agencies were giving money on double incomes, husband and wife's income combined. Maybe five or six times of it, you know, times that, you know. And, of course, it never occurred to anyone to say, well, what if the wife loses her job or the husband gets sick or something like that? How are you going to meet this kind of thing? Tomorrow it was never coming. You see?
And do you think that because of the easy money and because
easy
of,
money,
of
yeah.
bad investment in that?
Well, that's well. Of course, there was a lot of investment at that time. Of course, naturally, there was a great expansion of companies and all that. And of course, they didn't all succeed. You know, like there were a number of failures you see from time to time as well. You know, but like.
And didn't New Ireland start to invest outside of Ireland at some stage?
They didn't do much outside of Ireland, not an awful lot, very, very little now that I remember anything now, nothing very. At one stage they had in the early years of the company, you see, they couldn't operate in England and they set up they purchased a small company in England and developed it called the Nation Life. And they had a board on that, you see, like that it operated in England. And the north of Ireland, you see. But we were confined to the 26 counties, you see, yes. But they sold that off in the early 30s, around about that time, or the late 20s, you know. Nation Life was, so they sold it off to a firm of London actuaries, yeah, you see.
and so kind of, what difference did you make in the company when you were there?
Well, I don't know what difference I made, except that I was I did my homework to the best of my ability, you know, and I suppose also I got on quite well with the people above, you know, and that, you know, and I must say that I never had any problem, like, you know, that way, you know. And I got on well with particularly with the Irish Ireland ones, because they.
I suppose they saw your.
Well, you see, that's what happens there with that, is you get known in the business. Yeah. You see, if you're moving in and out of these, you're attending an odd seminar or an odd meeting of personnel people, and they get to know you, that you're, you know, and the and then very often you get queries from others, like saying, well, I have such a problem and I was wondering how you'd handle it, you know, and so forth, you know. And you talk to each other that way, you know, through it.
Okay, through can...
Through your, yeah,